What's happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a minute since this type of video and breakdown. Really quick breakdown to the point. Charles Oliveira versus Armin Sarukian, UFC 300. That one was just announced. That's a crazy fight, guys. It's crazy because both of these guys are extremely dangerous to each other. They both could finish each other. I'm leaning one way. Let's get into it. All right, so let's start with Charles Oliveira. This guy's dangerous in every facet of mixed martial arts. He can knock you out and he can submit you. If I'm not mistaken, he has the most submission wins in the UFC. He might have the most finishes. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Jim Miller. Could be Charles. But numbers and stats don't lie. The guy's super dangerous. He's one of my favorite fighters to watch compete because he's a beast. I mean, this guy just goes for the kill. He definitively tries to end fights. That's the type of fighter I like to watch. Some weaknesses, maybe his chin. I wouldn't say Charles has a bad chin, but he gets stunned and rocked, but he has awesome recovery, which kind of like plays into his game because guys rock him and then they fall, you know, into the trap of like following him to the ground and then they get tapped out. So maybe the guy's doing it on purpose. Maybe he's dropping to the mat and he's just inviting guys in and like a spider in a web, tapping them out. Another issue with Charles Oliveira might be his cardio. Now to clarify, I don't think it's the worst cardio, but since he's so balls to the wall trying to end fights, maybe his cardio management is a little off. Armin Sarukian, another guy that is extremely dangerous. He can knock you out as well, tap you out as well. His grappling and wrestling top notch. He's one of the few guys that can contest Islam Makhachev. That says a ton, specifically in the grappling department. So Armin has the potential to neutralize Charles on the mat. If he maintains safe positioning, top position, maybe half guard, he can probably do some serious damage on Charles on the bottom. Just ground and pound him to China. Or Charles Oliveira taps him off in the bottom. That's why this fight is so exciting. Same thing with the stand-up. Charles has the potential to counter Armin Sarukian. He has great counters. He likes to fight in the pocket, in the danger zone, in the fire. I mean, look at that Michael Chandler fight. Michael Chandler had him rocked in the first round, comes out in the second like a beast, like a lion. No hesitation, goes right into the fire, catches Chandler right in the pocket. Dude's an animal. Now, I do think that Armin Sarukian could knock Charles out on the feet. If Oliveira comes in too reckless, which is his style, he's probably going to do that. But if he comes in too reckless, Armin could catch him, and Armin has a considerable amount of knockouts on his resume. The guy has power. Not a shocker. A lot of those grappling-based guys, longtime wrestlers, their power, their strength translates into striking. I mean, it happens so often. I can name an old-school dude who was like that, Dan Henderson. And it's the case quite often. Something about the core strength, all those years of grappling, you know, it just translates into power striking. Armin is just like developing into a very dangerous, formidable striker in general. I mean, I think he's there now. This guy doesn't have to do desperation takedowns. He doesn't have to take the fight to the mat. I mean, he could beat you on the feet. He's done it. He has a lot of knockouts. That's why this fight is so dangerous for Oliveira, because Armin has so many ways to win and in many ways can neutralize Charles. Now, what would be Charles Oliveira's best strategy to win? I mean, for me, I would say keep it on the feet. And I know I just talked about how dangerous Armin is standing and how Charles could get stunned, but I got a funny feeling that Armin is going to be able to neutralize Charles on the mat, especially if he stuns him. So it wouldn't be a shocker if Armin Sarukian taps out Charles Oliveira a la Islam Makhachev when he rocked him. Very, very possible. Armin has so many ways to win. I mean, it could be via knockout. It could be via decision. It could be via submission. It could be via TKO on the mat. Charles, you know, I see him with early stoppage via strikes, you know, earlier rounds. I think it's a 3-round fight, but yeah, Charles early via strikes, possible. The longer the fight goes, the more is going to go in Armin's favor, in my opinion. Charles kind of like blows his wad because he's just like go, 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 trying to get you out of there. And it's a good thing. It's like a catch 22, double-sided coin, because yes, on one side, you can get somebody out of the fight early, finish them. But if you don't pace yourself, you're going to be in trouble as the fight goes on. And if a guy weathers a storm, which I think Armin possibly could, then you're going to be a little bit diminished. Charles will be like a little bit fatigued, and then he's going to be in trouble, especially if Armin takes the fight to the mat. And I know Charles is so dangerous on a mat, but I don't think Armin's going to be afraid to take him down. And I think he would take him down at will, pretty much. I don't think Charles would be able to stop the takedowns. That's just me, though. That's what I'm thinking. So going back to the fight itself, path to victory, I'm going to say, man, even though it could backfire on Charles Oliveira, I do think if he can keep the fight standing and put the pressure on Armin, maybe he can counter him, get him out of there via strikes in the beginning of the fight. The longer this fight goes, I'm going to keep leaning towards Armin Sarukian. Charles should not go for a takedown. He should not try to wrestle Armin. He's just going to fatigue himself out. Armin could wrestle all day. That's his world. What I think is going to happen, especially if Armin is smart, I think Armin's going to mix it up. I think he's going to fatigue Charles with the wrestling. Like I said, if the fight drags out, I think that's key for Armin to win. Weather the storm, drag the fight out, make Charles wrestle, which is going to fatigue him further. And Armin has a lot of ways to win. I mean, even in the earlier parts of the fight, because the way Charles comes out, I mean, he does get stunned quite a bit. And he can go out there and push the pace and try to attack Armin and get caught. I think Armin has like, what, 9 knockouts on his resume? I don't think those are like flush, cold knockouts, standing KOs. I'm sure a lot of those are TKOs, but still, he has power. Ultimately, who am I leaning towards in this fight? I'm going to lean towards Armin Sarukian, guys, 60-40. I think he has the skills, the talent, the technique to neutralize what Charles does. I love Oliveira. I'm still giving him a shot to win. But if I had to pick a winner, I'm going to say Armin. I mean, it could be via KO. It could be via decision, dominant decision, you know, with takedowns, good positioning, top control, ground and pound. He can tap Charles out, especially if he gets fatigued or stunned. Yeah, lean on Armin. But guys, let me know in the comment section, who do you think is going to take this fight? Are you excited for it? Thanks for watching this really quick breakdown and thoughts video. Maybe I'll throw up another, a more nerdy technical one with stats and figures. Really dive into this fight. But you guys take care. Enjoy the fight. After it goes down, we'll come back and talk about it as usual. Until then, take care, my friends.